and welcome to today's best podcast ever. I am your host, Jason Button. I have with me my cohorts in action,
April Mitchell
and Chris Scott.
And we're here to talk to you about video game news, some entertainment news, some TV statuses for this very far distant fall, some birthdays, I got some tech talk, and we got a bit of D&D news, and then we'll talk about some awesomeness that's happening this coming weekend.
Woo!
All right, so I'll go ahead and start off with video game news. Not much to talk about. World of Warcraft, there's still a catch-up time for artifact knowledge beyond rank 25, which is awesome, because you can buy artifact knowledge up to 5 ranks below where you are currently at with your main's level. So if your main is at 34, you can buy up to 29 for your ults. So getting them up there really quick. But you could also just research, and it's also a reduced time frame. So whether or not you've got the resources to spend to buy those upgrades. So if you're looking to do your alternate upgrade, go for it. Anyways, the armory has been updated to look visually nicer. It does look fantastic. So compared to what it was before, I think things are actually a little bit easier to find, because I kind of got confused back when I was looking at it prior to the update. So that's a good thing. So if you like the armory, you're going to love this. Also, my last bit of World of Warcraft news, and one of my guildies brought this up. Raidbots, a web-based UI for simulation craft that lets you maximize your gear, talents, and relics. So you have to put in all of your gear. It'll look up on your the armory what your current gear is. So if you get a gear upgrade, there's a slot where you can just add that item to it, and it will run. You can run simulations with and without that piece, and compare all a bunch of other pieces in conjunction with it. You can also tweak stat, so maybe you think you might want to go more of a mastery than a haste build, like if you're a boomkin. Generally, boomkins are almost always haste, but you can mess around with it, do a simulation, and see if you can maximize your DPS. There might be a better output. The downside to this, because it is web-based, is everybody else who is using it, you get queued in a server. So there's this queue. When I did it, it was about 10 minutes, and I was at 50, like, in the queue. And you could set it up so it'll email you the results, so you don't have to wait for it. So you could just set up what you think you want, and then just let it go do it, and then go have lunch, come back. You shouldn't have to wait probably too long. I imagine they'll if this thing catches on more, people keep using it more, they'll probably up the number of servers that are actually doing it. So hopefully. But I really like it. I tried it out. Thanks, Miz, for pointing this out. It also came up in MMO Champions, so that's how I also got reminded about this, because I wouldn't have mentioned it to you guys. So in other news, Xbox Live Creators Program will allow for keyboard input support on the console. My support will probably not work, though, so don't expect people to be cheating, or what you might think is cheating in-game. It's probably just meant so you can type messages in-game a lot faster. Because using the hand controller to just try to type out a message is horrible. So, yeah. And I'm guessing that they're still just going to leave it to the game creators to determine whether or not you can even use a keyboard. And you can't really use a keyboard and the controller at the same time, because that would be awkward. So, yeah. It is what it is. But they said they probably won't be able to add mice support, because it's just something they don't think they can do. So, well, I'm sure they could do it, because apparently you can plug in a USB keyboard and mouse, and then it's supported, so we'll see. Anyways, moving on. Study finds very few gamers are interested in buying the Project Scorpio or PlayStation 4 Pro, so it finds. So, I don't know if I would ever buy one of these. If you're buying a virtual reality headset, I could see people buying this, but I already own a two PS4s and an Xbox One, so Xbox One S. So I don't see why I would want to go with the Project Scorpio unless it's going to do significantly more. I mean, if you got a 4K TV, it'll take better. You'll be putting out 4K resolution. So I guess that's about the only reason why you'd want to buy one. But you could also just go with an S. Anyways, so if Nintendo stopped making a hit, just rely on the Chinese to make a knockoff version of it. Oh, yes, that's right. I'm talking about the NES Classic Mini. Who knows if it's on the same level, though? Because everything made in China is generally crap. So, but then again, most of our crap is made in China. So, yeah, I figured that out. So, yeah, I imagine they're probably just making their own boat. They probably have a Raspberry Pi or something on that level, and they're probably their own generic version of it that they probably have their own knock-up version of in the box, and so they're just, you know, mass-producing these things. And I'm going to guess it's probably cheaper than trying to go buy it right now. And the thing is the reason why they're doing this is because how much money people are willing to pay for this stuff. Because I just got asked if I could help find some guy, help a guy try to find one of these on eBay, because they're going for about $100 to $150. So, yep. So if you think you could make your own knockoff version of it, go for it, and then try to sell it on eBay, or maybe Etsy, I don't know. You'll probably make quite a bit of money. Until they tell you to stop doing that, and then you get in trouble. Anyways, moving on to other things. Chris, TV fall series season status.
Oh, yes. Well, I have now heard that we have gotten... all the upfronts are about to hit this week, so we are seeing that a lot of the networks have decided to put out their renewals, cancellations, anything like that. So I'm going to hit up some bigger ones that I've seen, plus I'm going to go over the my Hollywood Why Can't You Come Up With Anything Original For Fuck's Sake list, kind of like I did about four episodes ago. I'm going to hit this back up real quick. I'm going to hit those, and then I'm going to hit up some special ones that I saw. 24 Legacy. I still haven't seen anything about that, which is kind of odd, actually. So I have a feeling that one's going to be canceled. Haven't seen anything specific on that.
They're never going to cancel 24. It costs them almost nothing to make, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was looking good, but, I mean, I haven't seen anything. Blacklist Redemption, definitely canceled. Chicago Justice. And that's the funny thing. I've seen official stuff, and I mean, this is as official as I can get. Still, nothing on Chicago Justice. It was looking good, and right now I'm looking at the Rotten Tomatoes list. I mean, if you look at five different lists, they're all going to pretty much be about the same. Emerald City, canceled. Frequency, canceled. Lethal Weapon, renewed. I mentioned that last show, like I did MacGyver. Midnight Texas has still not been released. No Tomorrow, canceled. Powerless, canceled. Just a lot of boom, boom, boom. Just a lot of stuff is getting shot down. The reboot to Prison Break. I just saw that somewhere, and I think I've seen it's canceled, but don't quote me on that one completely.
Okay.
Riverdale was already renewed. Taken was actually renewed. Time After Time, canceled, which was sad. Still nothing on Training Day. So those were the, you know, some of the unoriginal ones. Big ones that I saw was Bull, the one with Michael Weatherly being Dr. Phil. That was renewed.
Cool.
Two Broke Girls, okay. I was surprised, actually got canceled finally.
What?
Thank God, it was no longer funny.
Yeah, I actually told my parents that, and they're like, fine, they're glad. They couldn't see where the story was going with that. I hit up Frequency and No Tomorrow already. Powerless, The Exorcist was renewed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it, so.
Yeah, I said Riverdale. All the CW superhero shows, so Flash, Arrow, Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow, all renewed another season. That I was pretty much... not surprised about it all. What the hell note do I have there? I got like SH and I can't, you know, I'm like looking at this
superheroes
note that I have and I can't even see.
SH superhero?
No, but I did. No, I mean Powerless. I know was canceled, which was kind of funny. Oh, I think I remember. Okay, and then the biggest one, which I was going to hit in entertainment news in more detail. But Timeless. Now, April, I know we both started watching that at the beginning, of, I think, correct?
I made it three episodes in and just never was home to watch it.
Gotcha. So it was officially announced that it was getting canceled.
Right, I knew that.
And then this morning, renewed.
I knew that, too.
They've changed its view, which was, I'm like, what? So apparently there was such an outcry for it that they went ahead and decided to say... Yeah, we're going to renege that. Nope, we're good. We're going to renew that. So I'm actually very excited with that. So you know, some that I was not surprised seeing them go bye-bye. A lot of them, I'm not disappointed in the, ones that are going away. So, and overall, it was a pretty good class list that I'm seeing. So, yeah, that's what I got. Good, shows are coming. I've seen some stuff already from the upfronts. I see, I've seen a couple of new shows that are in development. I know there's another one with Craig Robinson, not Ferguson. I always get those two mixed up. I saw one that is actually going to have April, the return of Josh Radnor to television, who is everybody's Ted Mosby. And apparently some show called Rise. So I don't know if this is going to be a good thing, bad thing, whatnot. So I'm waiting to see more on the new TV season. Of course, I want to see whatever comes up with Star Trek Discovery, but that stuff's about as hard to find as, the Holy Grail, but we'll get into that later. But that's what I got for the review of the season. So what do we got next?
I have an entertainment news.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It involves John Barrowman.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they're bringing back a season 5 of Torchwood.
Yay!
What? Oh, hell yes.
But it's going to be audio.
Boo!
Oh, no. That's not going to stop me.
Yay!
Oh, that's not going to stop me either. Hell yeah.
It's like a podcast, then.
Mm-hmm. It's coming out in August. They're going to release it in three box sets. So 5.1 will be out in August. And it's going to have, they already have titles for 5.1 that are out in August. Episodes 1 through 4, episode 1 changes everything. Episode 2, aliens and sex and chips and gravy. Episode 3, ore. And then episode 4, superiority complex. It's going to have Barrowman, the lady who played Gwen, and new people.
Yay, new people!
So I will keep updated with that the best I can. Nice. Maybe I'll be talking to him in about a week.
Hopefully.
Anyways, that was my addition.
Cool. That's a good addition.
So, birthdays!
Yay, birthdays. Okay, today's birthdays, we've got Kate Blanchett, born 1969. For those of you who know her from The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies, The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, The Hobbit, The Unexpected Journey, How to Train Your Dragon 2. In a version of Robin Hood, she played Marion Loxley. She was Elizabeth in Elizabeth and Elizabeth the Golden Age. And obviously, she played the same character from The Hobbit in The Lord of the Rings. Fellowship of the Ring, Return of the King, and The Two Towers, in no particular order because that was out of order. The next birthday is Tim Roth, born 1961 in London. He was in The Incredible Hulk, Pulp Fiction, Planet of the Apes, played Oliver Cromwell in To Kill a King, and he was on the show Lie to Me. And then we have George Lucas, born 1944. I'm not even going to go any further because we all know what he does, what he's done, and what he'll do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have May 15th. We've got Lainey Kazan, I think I said that right, born 1940. She was the mom in My Big Fat Greek Wedding and My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
Oh, I love that lady.
And then you got the guy who played Hank Griffin in Grimm, Russell Hornsby, born 1974.
Grimm, not King of the Hill.
Not King of the Hill, Grimm.
I know.
May 16th, Joseph Morgan, born 1981 in Wales. He was Lysander in The Immortals, and he plays Klaus Mikkelsen in The Originals and when The Vampire Diaries was going on. What?
Nothing.
Then you have David Boreanaz, born 1969. He's Angel in Buffy the Vampire Slayer and on Angel. And he was also Celie Booth on Bones.
Yay! Oh.
And he's in one of my favorite cheesy slasher flicks, Valentine.
Oh. Yeah.
He's in that one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did not know that. It's April Valentine's tradition. I know that one.
May 17th, Bill Paxton, born 1955, died February 25th, 2017. He played Brock Lovett in Titanic. Hey. He was in, wow, Aliens. Aliens.
Aliens.
I can't spell. Mind you, I did this Friday morning before work. Okay, he was in Apollo 13. He was the voice of Khan in Call of Duty Advanced Warfare Exo Zombies video game. He was John Guerra on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He was Coconut Pete in Club Dread. He was the main guy, Bill Harding, on Twister. He played Morgan Earp in Tombstone, and he was Chet Donnelly in Weird Science.
This dude, butt wipe!
And then you've got Nikki Reed, born 1988. She plays Betsy Ross on the television show Sleepy Hollow. I've not seen past season one. And then she played Rosalie Hale in the Twilight Saga movies. And then you've got Craig Ferguson, born 1962 in Glasgow, Scotland. I used to watch his late show. He's in the movie Saving Grace. He was on the Drew Carey show. He is the voice of Crazy Carl in Saints Row video game. He is in The Ugly Truth. He portrays himself. How to Train Your Dragon 1 and 2 was Gobber. And he's Gobber in Gift of the Night Fury. And he's Lord McIntosh in the movie Brave. And then you've got Trent Reznor, born 1965, lead singer of the band Nine Inch Nails. May 18th, Yun Fat Chow, born 1955 in Llama Island, Hong Kong. We all know and loved him as Captain Cao Fang in Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. Mm-hmm. Nathaniel Parker, born 1962. He played the father Dunstan Thorne in Stardust. He played Master Gracie in The Haunted Mansion. And he played Caspian's father in The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. And he's the voice of Berengar and Lambert in The Witcher, the video game. Hmm. I did not know that. May 19th, Andre the Giant. Born 1946 in Grenoble, Isère, France. Died January 27th, 1993 in Paris, France. We all know him from wrestling, but I know him as Fezzik from The Princess Bride. And then you've got Geraldine Somerville, born 1967 in County Meath, Ireland. She plays Lily Potter in the Harry Potter movies.
Hmm.
Oh, there's three for the 20th. Excellent. So on May 20th, we've got Peter Mayhew, born 1944 in London. All I put was...
Oh, he's the 19th.
Yeah. I'm sorry, he's May 19th. Peter Mayhew, born 1944 in London. I have the word Chewbacca, because everybody knows where Chewbacca's from. Now, May 20th is Matt Zuckery, born 1977. I know him as Logan Huntsberger on Gilmore Girls. He was in a lot of indie stuff otherwise. And he is in the new Gilmore Girls, too. And then you've got Owen Teal, born 1961. Alistair Thorne in Game of Thrones. So there are your birthdays.
Happy birthday, everybody's birthdays. Unfortunately for some, they're not going to have a good birthday.
Oh, Jason, come on now.
So, and reason why they're not going to have a good birthday?
They're dead.
That's true. That probably would also kind of cause some problems there. So one of the Decryptor ransomware only earns $26,000 in payments based on the Bitcoin wallet. Because you can see people's Bitcoin wallets, where the money's going. This is probably crazy, because it is most likely going to cause massive financial damage. This is the ransomware everybody's been talking about recently, that keeps hitting all these computer systems, causing crazy chaos. This is a newer version of the WannaCry ransomware. However, this is based off of the crazy one that got released. The WannaCry ransomware had a kill switch. This one does not. So you can't kill it as easily, because that's what saved a lot of people, was the kill switch for it. Moving on. Google OSS Fuzz program has found nearly 1,000 bugs in 47 open source projects. Of those, 264 potential security vulnerabilities. I'm very happy that Google does this, because it has found 7 issues with Wireshark, 33 in LibreOffice. So if you guys use LibreOffice, definitely update. 8 in SQLite, which is a backbone for some websites, like low-end websites, as well as, more importantly, 17 in FFmpeg. So if you do any kind of video playback, you probably installed the FFmpeg library onto your computer, or it's being used somewhere. So that's good. I'm glad they're finding these security vulnerabilities. Other news, I think this is kind of cool, and I kind of thought this would eventually happen. Google Maps now uses Street View to show you exactly where to make turns. The only problem with that, you can now look at your phone while driving to confirm the place you need to turn looks like the place that you are currently at. So, unless that integrates into like the navigation screen window so you can see that, I don't think you should be probably looking at your phone and then looking up unless you want to kind of get a... If you got that few seconds to go look to make sure... I can see this being really handy, though, because, like, I'm not always certain where I need to turn right, because, like, there's, like, a right there and a right there and a right there. So this is
especially when you come up here to Detroit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can imagine this, especially probably in cities. I can see this being even more important, because, you know, things are kind of close together, assuming that they get it right.
See.
So, I think this is cool, and I would like to do this, but it's going to probably be super expensive, although it supposedly pays you back by doing this. Tesla solar roofs go up for pre-order this week. So, supposedly the roof tiles will be able to pay for themselves over the electricity cost savings, as they are warranted for life. So, that's kind of cool. It's like you get shingles for your house that are warranted for life. Figure that one out. That give you power back that you can go save in a Tesla power cell or whatever, and probably power your house. Also, in other news, in my last bit of news, and I find this funny, so repair shops are happy that the Samsung Galaxy S8 is the most fragile phone ever made.
Oh my god, you're kidding me.
Lots of screen repairs to come. Square Trade, which did a durability test on the phone, has stated that it is the most breakable phone of all time.
The fuck you say?
Square Trade, of course, being the company that warranties phones for when they break. So they're, of course, going to be doing tests on these things.
Mm-hmm. So, and I happen to know where you can get Square Trade agreements from. Right, April?
Sure.
Work.
Samsung. Anyways, so yeah, if you need a Square Trade, you probably want to purchase a Square Trade for your phone, because although it's probably going to be the most expensive warranty you'll have to pay for a phone ever, because Square Trade, I'm sure, is going to up the cost of getting a warranty on these phones.
Of course.
Because it is expected to just break. I mean, just straight up. So if you think about buying a phone, although they do look nice, I mean, like, the thing is like, the whole entire thing is, like, just screen. So that's kind of cool, but that also is a negative because then they are easy to break. All right, moving on to entertainment news. Because you've got all that screen resolution on your phones to watch things.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Well, let me go ahead and hit it up with, of course, the big thing. Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2, kicking ass, taking names again. Week 2. Took number 1, 63. 3 million this week, 246 total in the 2 weeks domestically.
Fantastic.
So, worldwide, it has taken in crap tons. And by how many crap tons? Basically, 630 crap tons.
Holy. That's a lot of
crap
tons.
I mean, that's just rocking it out, which is awesome. Loving it.
The one thing that I found out that kind of saddens me is Disney actually, and this is why some of the drive-in theaters are not picking this up, and some theaters just in general aren't, is because Disney has increased the cost for you to have it in your theaters by like 10% of the normal cost, 10 to 15% of like whatever it normally costs you to put it into the theater. Like, these theaters have to pay. That's how much more they have to pay for Guardians of the Galaxy. So not only on top of that, they're getting more money out of the theaters for just having it.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I mean, I saw a post from the drive-in, actually back down that way in Plymouth, that was saying they weren't going to be able to have it up on screen just because of that issue.
Yep.
So, yeah, that kind of sucks. Disney, come on now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, come on.
But okay. They knew they were going to make money, and they knew... The thing is the theaters are making fist over dollars anyway, so I'm sure the theaters easily would have paid it. So, and, you know, I guess that is what it is, because you're going to get more people coming to watch it, so...
That's true. Although, apparently a movie that is not making bank is the new King Arthur film. $15 million this weekend on a $175 million budget. Yeah, super tankage.
Yeah, that's not good for them.
No.
They'll just make it back in Blu-ray sales.
Yeah. I mean, I already did mention this already, but yeah, I had to laugh, and I have to put this in the entertainment news, that Timeless is the only show that I know of that was first canceled, and then 3 days later, brought back to life and renewed because of the public outcry for it, which I think is pretty
awesome. That's awesome for them to actually listen to the public. And
exactly. And, I mean, Abigail Spencer, who is the main actress in the show, actually had put out some kind of tweet about that, just that she was just freaking amazed that about everything that had happened with that. And I mean, I was seeing a lot of things recently about how everybody was saying, I'm losing my train of thought here for a half second, but how everybody was, I've seen people saying how they were saddened by the, fact that it wasn't going to continue. Like, APB, the actual creator, had put that out there, and it's like, okay, yep, you're dead. I knew I wasn't going to see APB again, so I wasn't worried. But yeah, just NBC actually listened to the public outcry and just went, boom, okay, we're going to renew it.
Yeah.
Katy Perry is right now being tapped to be a judge for the new revival of American Idol. Which is good, because in flipping on that, apparently NBC and The Voice decided to hire on Kelly Clarkson as a coach for The Voice. So NBC took a firing shot at Fox for, at ABC renewing American Idol, and said, nope, we're taking your motherfucker.
It was The Voice that we watched, right? I think we were watching The Voice. We didn't watch American Idol.
I watched American Idol, but I didn't watch the last couple seasons.
But we were watching The Voice there.
You were.
I thought you were watching.
I watched it here and there, but I wasn't an avid watcher.
Okay. Well, I liked The Voice. When it was like CeeLo and what were the two?
CeeLo, Christina, Adam, and...
Yeah, Adam and Blake.
Blake, yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, now that Blake's woman's on there, I'm sure it sucks.
Yeah, I know, seriously.
Well...
Saturday Night Live has gotten a the highest ratings in 7 years due to last night's episode, and by last night being May the 13th with Melissa McCarthy on it. I wonder
why she was playing.
I wonder why.
I saw some of the videos for that. It was pretty funny. So.
Yeah, I saw actually the first skit where she's actually. Like, it's a version of Press Your Luck, but instead of getting whammies, you get pied in the face, apparently. And that was kind of funny. And then the whole thing with Sean Spicer. And then, of course, you knew you were going to be in for good stuff when you saw Alec Baldwin start the show off as Trump. So if you have not seen that, you have to watch last night's bit with Sean Spicer and all that. It's good. It's fucking good. So... I can't imagine why they can't. Why was it a high? Yes, I think we know why. So that was pretty freaking awesome for them. Last little bit of entertainment news, just because with all the upfronts coming, there was besides show cancellations, I really didn't hear much of anything. Apparently, Fox is now on board for two more musicals to be coming out sometime later this year. Ooh. They're going to be doing Rent, which is already a musical, and they are going to do a musical version of A Christmas Story. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I know I've seen little groups decide to try to do, like, a, Christmas Story musical. I'm like, no, I don't think so. So, that is what I've got for entertainment news. Hopefully next week I'm going to have, we're going to really have to see what next week's episode is, whether we do our normal stuff or we're going to be having a whole Motor City Comic Con rant. So,
I can bring my laptop and we can bring this gear. So, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, potentially next week we'll be talking about a lot of the new shows that I start seeing announced on these upfronts. Apparently, another one that I forgot that I saw is going to be Law and Order True Crime, and it's going to be about the Menendez brothers, which, Mike, how are you going to do that? We're about to find out.
There's a will, there's a way.
Yep. Jason, back to you, sir.
Oh, well then I'm going to throw it over to April with D&D News!
Yay! D&D News. D&D News is awesome.
I
was just reading my D&D News. The most major D&D news I have of the day is there's going to be something awesome released on Twitch June 2nd and 3rd.
And it's not going to be a dwarf, is it?
Nope, it's called Stream of Annihilation.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yay!
What's going to happen here is there's going to be a bunch of D&D streamers and luminaries that go to Seattle, Washington to hang out and roll some dice on June 2nd and 3rd. This two-day event is called the Stream of Annihilation, and it's two full days of streaming that D&D fans won't want to miss.
And it looked like it was going to be, like, all day, too.
There's going to be people from Misclicks, Maze Arcana, Critical Role, Dice Camera Action with Chris Perkins, not to mention international gaming groups like Yogscast High Rollers, woo, which we've seen a couple of their players be special guests on Dice Camera Action, and Dragon's Friends from Australia.
Cool.
It's kicking off at 10 a.m. on both June 2nd and 3rd. Hosts Anna Prosser Robinson and Kelly Link will talk to the Wizards of the Coast D&D team and learn all about our next exciting storyline coming in September.
Woo!
Yay! Then, nice.
Well, it's not going to be giants, it's not going to be dragons, it's going to be something underground.
Then each group of streamers will play or share a sample of what to expect from the campaigns they'll be running over the summer that preview the new D&D story.
Underdark.
That would be... or Greyhawk.
Yeah, I bet it's going to be Underdark.
Underdark was more popular than Greyhawk, but
I haven't done anything new with Underdark.
Greyhawk. Anyways, there's going to be multiple live games, interviews, new product unveils, and improvised hilarity each day, and it starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So that's 1 o'clock p.m. our time, Eastern Standard Time.
Aye.
It ends at 10. Each night, a.k.a. 1
a.m. in the morning.
1 a.m.
You'll get introduced to the High Rollers crew, delving into uncharted territory, DM'd by Mark Humes, who was Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
A new Misclicks show investigating rumors called Risen. Two weekly groups from our friends Satine Phoenix and Rookie Rutenberg at Maze Arcana. And a new group of L.A. actors called Girls Guts Glory and more. I guess Girls Guts Glory is an all-female gaming group.
Hmm.
Nice.
I can only imagine why they're doing that.
So, in order to watch this, you'll have to go to twitch.tv/D&D, big D, little n, big D, and then mark your calendars, June 2nd and Saturday, June 3rd, and full schedule, group bios, and some more of the celebrities attending the Stream of Annihilation will be announced over the next few weeks. They'll also be talking about the event on their official Twitter account, @wizards_bigd_nbigd, as well as interviewing some of the groups this month on Dragon Talk, the official D&D podcast. You can find that article that I got this from, dnd.wizards.com/streamofannihilation, ANNIHILATION. So
it'll be in our notes, too.
Yes, it'll be in our notes, too. So then, other than that, there will be, like, a set of new character sheets coming out.
Woo! Part of the deal.
Let me link this, and I can tell you all about it.
Afro Circus.
Price is $9.95. This is the release that's coming out on June 20th.
Yeah,
that was one of the IVNs, yeah. Inside the pockets of this lavishly illustrated protective folder, you'll find a full set of 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons character sheets for use in any D&D campaign. And it includes 3 additional styles of double-sided character sheets, giving veteran players options based on their individual play preference, and spell sheets for keeping track of their magical repertoire.
Hmm.
Also included is an introductory character sheet designed specifically to help ease new players into the game. So that might be a nice little find for $9.95 coming June 20th. So watch your websites, folks. That is my D&D news.
So, there's a big thing coming up next weekend. What was it called?
Just a little thing.
Oh, yeah. Motor City Comic Con.
Yep. No new act. No new media guests. I'm assuming they're good on their media guests.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's probably nothing gonna change in the next week.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we don't have any drops because remember last year we had, I know Billy Piper dropped the night before.
Yeah, so everybody keep your eyes peeled if you've bought tickets for photo ops with Billy Piper or Billy Piper and John Barrowman, because there's a chance she'll cancel. She's known for it.
Yeah.
And that I saw Robin Lord Taylor, I remember he canceled last year, but then I saw a Facebook post where he actually posted up and said, you know, that he's excited to be here. So
yeah, I think he's making up for last year.
There you go. I might actually go up and meet him. I mean, I haven't watched Gotham, but I mean, I've heard some good stuff about
that guy. I watched enough of it to know that I like his character. He's really creepy.
He's playing the Penguin. What do you expect? Yeah. I know. I'm starting to get excited. I saw the panel list come out, so very geeked about that.
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah, the panel list. I believe there's only, like, one panel I want to see, so I'll actually be able to roam more this year.
Oh, which one is that? I thought I looked at them and I knew which one, but I can't remember off the top of my head now.
The John Barrowman one?
Oh, duh, yeah. I'm like, oh, April's going to that one.
The only other one I might want to go to is...
Will
Wheaton.
Yes. Hey, Jason, did you see there's, you know, us being podcasters, there is actually one about podcasting Saturday at 2:30, so I know I'm thinking I'm sitting in on that one.
One of us at least should go to that. So,
yep. As long as it doesn't conflict with my 1 o'clock Guardians of the Galaxy one, which is going to have both Sean Gunn and Michael Rooker, so I'm definitely going to that one.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will be at that one, but mm-hmm. I don't know how exciting that'll be because they're just talking about Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's trying to get you on board with the Reavers.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be interesting, but you know, we'll see what happens.
It might give us more history for like the next Guardians of the Galaxy or something. I don't know.
Which actually I've heard is actually going to occur, according to what I've seen from what Sean Gunn is posting, Guardians 3 is going to take place 2 years after the events of Infinity War.
Yeah.
So, dun dun dun.
So we know they win! Oh wait, or live. One or the other.
Yeah, oh, exactly. But then again, we don't know who lives.
That's true. We could lose some more people.
Well, we're not going to spoil anything, especially if you haven't seen the movie, but...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I said Reavers. I meant Ravagers.
Close enough. I knew. I think everybody knows what you meant.
I'm tired. All I wanted to do today is nap.
That's, well, Superman died. You went out and had good mama's day with your mama?
Well, I napped before.
Well, there you go. So it's all good.
I almost napped during. I sat in their trailer.
So what else do we have, my friends?
That's all I've got in my notes here, so unless we got something else we want to talk about.
No, I'm cool on my end.
Yeah, we'll be recording sometime, maybe Monday, maybe there. I don't know how we're going to do this.
So next week's podcast will obviously be a little delayed.
I can either... So, yeah, we'll figure this out. We'll get back. So there will be a podcast somewhere.
That's okay. I'm just... For all my music fans out there... I got my mother her birthday present.
Woo!
We're going to go see Shinedown.
Oh, nice.
That's cool.
Taking Jason, too, of course.
Of course.
But on that note, okay, so you want to listen to us? Well, you can listen to us. You got three ways to listen to us.
Oh, you do?
You can listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher, and or either one. If you want to listen one way and then the other, sure, whatever. Or you can find us on our website, www.ingloriousgeeks.com. Facebook, yes. We are Inglorious Geeks. Twitter, we are Inglorious _Geek. Instagram, Inglorious Geeks 3.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Hi. Anyways.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right.
Oh, my God. You two get a room.
We have a house. Does that count?
We'll have a room at Motor City Comic Con.
Thank God. Thanks to Sean.
Yeah, Sean helped us out there.
Oh, my God. We almost stayed in the crappiest motel in the world.
Oh, nice.
Back in, like, March, I reserved our motel room at the Wyndham.
They were really cheap.
Suites in Southfield, and it was a really good deal. Really nice pictures. Well, mm-hmm. As I'm telling Sean the name of our place last night, as he's looking it up, the name changes to, like, Southwood. I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh.
And he's saying, oh, no, that motel's closed down. I'm like, we're like, what? So Jason calls them.
Yeah.
And, oh, no, everything's fine. Everything's good.
Oh, we still exist.
And then as we're thinking, okay, we're good, he looks, and it has, like, what, a 2 or a 2.5?
2.0 out of 5 stars.
2 out of 5 stars.
And every single review was terrible, terrible, terrible.
Can you say
terrible,
that one of them had standing water and bugs?
Yeah.
Ew.
So we canceled that, and we're not staying at the Candlelight Motel.
Alrighty then.
It's $30 more, but you know what? There's going to be no standing water or bugs. And it had, what, 4 stars?
Yeah, 4 stars. So.
And Sean worked for Candlewood and said that they have really high standards.
They have a
standards.
Set of standards
yeah.
they have to maintain.
So. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
So he saved our butts.
Oh, yeah. Literally, bug in sessions.
Never had that kind of scare a week before or something. Whew.
Yeah, that sucks.
Alright.
So on that note...
Ba-dum-bum.
We are the Inglourious Geeks. So sit down.
Shut up.
And roll initiative.
Okay, guys. Thanks, everybody, for coming and listening to our podcast.
Oh, yeah, D&D Rock Saturday.
D&D! Hi, it is always a rocking session with our D&D group.
Goodbye, y'all.
Goodbye, everybody.